This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With his coat and his hat, I look just like Saint Nick. Ho, ho, ho!
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
You're as cuddly as a cat. And as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Just taste the music, you're a monster, Mr. Grinch.
Well, in Oklahoma, they think that President Biden is akin to the Grinch, perfect for this holiday season, because we have 3+ weeks, really, and counting until it is Christmas Day. In Oklahoma, they're suing Biden and the Pentagon over the vaccine mandate for the Sooner State's guardsmen, saying that it is sinister. This is the Attorney General, John O'Connor, that Biden is threatening Oklahomans with the loss of their jobs if they do not surrender their personal rights and freedoms to the federal government. While the Big O circulates and more states are coming down with cases of the latest variant of COVID-19, Omicron, that has us all just saying, when does it all end? Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you and yours are doing okay wherever you hail from. We're going to have some fun on this show. We're going to hit the mailbag. We got a mic drop, maybe two for you at the tail end of this hour. And we have some exciting news to announce once again, because we're always being held hostage by funding. So the Senate passed the Stop Gil funding bill, avoiding another shutdown. What would the shutdown have meant? Well, federal employees, some of them would have been furloughed. People would have missed checks that they needed. So the Senate went along. It'll be funded through February 18th after there was kind of a partisan standoff over the federal vaccine mandates. The measure now goes to President Joe to be signed into law. So what does it mean exactly? Here's what you just need to know. To keep our government running for 11 weeks and at the current spending levels, it will be $7 billion, right? Adding in $7 billion to aid the Afghanistan evacuees plus the current spending level. So figure that math out in your head. And there was some finger pointing. There was some finger pointing, and I'm not surprised by that, because this, it seems like this happens every cycle or every other cycle anyway. But it was interesting because some Republicans opposed to the vaccine rules wanted Congress to take a hard stand against the mandated shots for workers at big businesses, even if it meant shutting down federal offices over the weekend by blocking a request that would have expedited a final vote on the spending bill. But in the end, cooler heads prevailed, because this was like a non-starter and it wasn't that wasn't going to happen. So ultimately, here we go again with this funding and then pushing it off until another 11 weeks. All right, so for the vaccine mandates, courts have knocked back against the mandates, including a ruling that this week that we talked about that enforces a requirement for some healthcare workers. So, you know, when you look at this, you see that the White House is saying that the vaccinations are the quickest way to end a pandemic that's killed 780,000 people in the United States and is still evolving because of this troubling new variant. But people are divided over the president's effort to vaccine workers. I mean, of course, the Democrats are overwhelmingly for it, while most Republicans are against it. And you see that in so many cases, there are a lot of people that are on the front lines, like healthcare workers, that's where some of these big challenges are, that don't want to be vaccinated. So it's the same water cooler virtual conversation that we've been having for the past 20 months. First it was, what do we do? What's happening? Is there a vaccine? Then there was the vaccine wars and the mask wars. And then there was, what has happened to our economy because of being held hostage by this pandemic, and ships that are at bay and trying to figure all of that out, and everything else that has fallen out as a result of the pandemic, right? Even football players with a fake, supposedly, COVID vaccine card, finding themselves that they are suspended. And Antonio Brown, a Tampa Bay Buccaneer wide receiver, was one of those players who was suspended because it was reported that he had a fake vaccination card to bypass the NFL's virus protocols. And, of course, falsifying COVID-19 vaccinations is a federal offense, and NFL teams are responsible for verifying the vaccine status. You don't have to be vaccinated. You'd have to be tested a lot. There are some players that aren't vaccinated. And so Brown went on the COVID-19 list late in September. I mean, you know, he's had an ankle injury and other things that have happened. Remember, this is a team that won the Super Bowl. So it's interesting because he's saying, he's in the middle of, okay, I'll take the suspension. He's part of that misrepresentation of the vaccine status. But certainly the three football players that included him aren't the only ones that are in that situation, because it is becoming kind of big business to come up with. It's like fake IDs when kids wanted to go to bars. You know, did you ever have a fake ID? Did someone offer you a fake ID? You were 17 and it was 21 or whatever it was. This is, like I said, big business. And now you have three NFL players suspended for the fake cards. Now, with the variant and the conversation about Omicron and this outbreak, I mean, in New York, they're really seeing it. And the question is becoming, because they're saying, okay, masks now on all public transportation still until at least March of 2020. A case was discovered in Long Island, four in other boroughs that make up New York City, and the New York City Health Commissioner said that it was spreading throughout the community, not just travelers, because some of that is people who have traveled. And California, Minnesota, Colorado, they all have cases, and they were cases that were diagnosed in fully vaccinated people, and they're mild. At this point, they're saying they're mild. So, you know, that's the good news, that we're not talking about people who were vaccinated. They're on ventilators. And here we go. COVID is dragging on. And with COVID dragging on, also the big question mark just continues to get dragged on and on and on and on and on and on as that new outbreak is happening. And the conversation about, listen, why do we have the conversation? It's going to be like the flu, and decisions will have to be made as to what happens. I think the best thing that is happening is that pills are being developed because so many people don't want to get a vaccine. All right, you had plenty of thoughts on the Big O, on more states having cases of people that have come down with it, this new variant, and a few other sidebars, including that horrific shooting at a Michigan high school. We're hitting the mailroom next.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
All right, so we're in the mail room, and lots of the virtual stuff is flying around. Thanks. 24/7, you can always email me your thoughts. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. That's kind of scary, though. Email me your thoughts. I guess I could be more specific. What's on your mind? What's bugging you? And maybe what you think is pretty awesome that's happening in your neighborhood. Because there are some amazing things that this pandemic has done as far as community is concerned. Seriously, I am a proud American. I am proud to live in the United States of America. And I've seen some amazing things happen. As much as it feels like we hammer constantly what is the outrage of the day, that there are definitely things that we can smile about, laugh about, and people are helping each other out there. That's for sure. Remember that, because you want to help your peeps out. You want communities to be stronger and get through whatever it is. And every time there's another curveball and there's something else that you have to figure out, and that's what we're in the world of figuring things out and moving in different directions. We're in the world of massive innovation because it's forced innovation no matter what. We're in the world of exhausted people trying to figure it out who don't understand, who even if they're working from home, how are they exhausted? Because half the time they're working more hours. All right, this one is from Jan, and she says, "Hey, Kate, I listened to the show the other night, and it almost sounded like you had tears in your voice when you were talking about the horrible thing coming out of Michigan and what happened in after this Christmas parade horrible nonsense and the monster who plowed through so many of the kids. Then you have this school shooting where four kids die and others are injured, and apparently his parents or father, one of the parents anyway, had gotten a gun that they had just purchased on Black Friday which is so sad because that's the gun that he used. And the stories just get worse and worse every time you hear something else out, find out something else out about that story. Yeah, you know, thanks for that. They're trying to decide whether they're going to charge the parents or a parent and figure out about the gun. The thing that's so worrisome is there were worries about this 15-year-old's behavior leading up to his opening fire at this school. This Oxford High School is the name of the high school, which was, I guess, is about an hour outside of Detroit. So he's a sophomore, and teachers were reporting his behavior, right? And there was a meeting at the school the day before, but it wasn't enough. It didn't stop Ethan Crumbly, who was charged as an adult with terrorism, murder, and other counts in connection with that shooting that killed four students and wounded seven other people at the high school just north of Detroit. So the first report, check this out, came Monday when a teacher in the classroom where he was a student saw and heard something she said was disturbing, and they had a counseling session about it with the school. And a phone call was left with the parents. Then on Tuesday, hours before the shooting, a different teacher in a different classroom saw some behavior they thought was concerning. They brought him down to an office, had a meeting with the school, called the parents, and it was determined he could go back into class. So you heard what I just said. Something, and they won't say what it is. Something was disturbing enough. The teacher yanked him from the class, went down to the principal's office, had a meeting with the principal and others and about the situation, called in the parents, and then said, okay, he can go back to class. Then what happened is, not too long after that, he opened fire outside of a school bathroom. He moved through a hallway methodically, they say, shooting at students in the hallways and classrooms before surrendering what has now been the deadliest shooting since 2018 and the 32nd on that kind of a campus since August 1st. You know, they won't say what the teacher's concerns were, but good on the teacher for doing something about it, but then look what happened. Wow. And, of course, once you hear this story, then the superintendent is contacted, and the superintendent said there was no disciplinary action that was warranted against Crumbly following the meeting with him and his parents the morning of the shooting, right? So now it makes you want to know, okay, so what was disturbing enough that the teacher did that and no discipline was handed out? What does that mean? It makes you want to know, right? And then, of course, after the shooting, they find two videos on his cell phone made the night before where he talked about shooting and killing kids at the high school. I mean, flat out. So he uses the pistol, and it was one that his dad had gotten 4 days before the shooting. And that's what, that's what happened. Wow. All right. So how this plays out is going to play out in a court of law now at this point, and public opinion too, of course. And do the parents get charged? Does the father get charged? I mean, that's one of the things that the prosecutor is talking about, I guess, at this point. All right, let's jump to another one. This one is from Sam I Am. Oh, I love it when Sam sends us something. Hey, Katie Kate, I miss you. I miss listening to the show, but I listen to it when I can. A lot of times it's when I'm running errands. It's when I'm in between jobs, and sometimes it's during the day. It just depends. But, wow, so crazy the things that are happening in the world. I mean, yes, there's always going to be shootings. There are always going to be horrible things that people do, things that make you question why and why does that person exist, and could something have been done, whether it's the Michigan shooting, whether it's the Wisconsin Christmas parade shooting and what happened there, or whether it's this 80-something year old woman who was married to the godfather of music, Clarence Avant, whose wife was killed by some 29-year-old who broke into their house. These are just things that really make you question what in the heck is happening. But I wanted to bring up something completely different, just out of curiosity, because it's Christmas and people are getting tech things. What is your favorite piece of tech that you don't have that you want to get? You know, my favorite thing that it's not my favorite because I don't have it yet, but what I want to get is Oculus. So that's the virtual reality deal that Meta has. You know, we had somebody on talking about it, and not because I'm a gamer and I want to be stuck in a game all day long when I'm not behind the mic or something, but I like the fact that they have this great workout. They have a bunch of great workout rooms and some other things that you can do that would be worth trying, right? So Oculus, that's what I want tech-wise. That was easy. Thanks for that question. You know, some people want AirPods or who knows what. I mean, technology keeps advancing so rapidly. The good news is when something first comes out is usually when it's the most expensive, of course. And then it doesn't take long for it to get, to get cheaper as months or a year passes or whatever it is, especially when you talk about Apple products, because they move on to the next phone or the next ideation of whatever the product is. You constantly are seeing that. So that was a good question, actually. I like that. And then another one on the lighter side, the Dallas Cowboys beat Who Dat Nation. Oh, my friends in Louisiana, I'm sorry, but for my friends in Texas, I'm happy for you. The Cowboys are 8-4. So the question came to me from Clark, who says, Kate, do you think the Cowboys are for real? What chance do they have of winning the Super Bowl? Well, let me look at my crystal ball, as I have been wrong so many times before. Well, they're 8-4. Their defense with the four takeaways, just incredible. I think they, again, you know, what was it? Four interceptions. Taysom Hill, who, by the way, also the quarterback for New Orleans, scrambled for over 100 yards. But the Cowboys have some work to do, and as for winning a Super Bowl, there's a couple of teams you have to get through. I think they win the NFC East easily, and then let's see what happens, how the playoffs shake out. How's that for an answer? You can send me whatever you want to send me, 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States and Mexico are announcing a deal that would reinstate a Trump-era border policy. It forces asylum seekers to remain in Mexico until they get court dates in the United States. The Biden administration suspended the program, but that decision was overturned by a federal court. The policy affects several U.S. ports of entry from San Diego to Brownsville, Texas. Speaking at the NIH, President Biden says the United States has greatly improved from where it was a year ago.
Last Christmas, fewer than 1% of American adults were fully vaccinated. This Christmas, that number will be 72%, including more than 86% of seniors.
More people have died from COVID under President Biden than under former President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We're not going to shut the government down. That makes no sense for anyone. Almost no one on either side thinks that's a good idea.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, speaking there as a House panel has reached a deal that will likely be passed in the House on an interim spending bill that will keep the government open, but it still will have to pass in the Senate. The White House says pharmacies will be calling, emailing, and texting those who are eligible for a booster shot this upcoming winter. The CDC saying everybody 18 and older should get boosted 6 months after receiving a second dose of a Pfizer or Moderna, while the same applies to those who are 2 months removed from getting their Johnson & Johnson shot. The Biden administration also making a big push through AARP to get older Americans their boosters. Colorado, the latest state to confirm a case of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus, that makes at least 3 cases in the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
So much is rocking around our world, right? And we know the big thing, the big SOB of a virus that we're tired of talking about is Omicron. And the Delta variant, by the way, is still overwhelming parts of the United States. So Delta has not gone away. It has not been replaced. Listen, it's like somebody said to me, somebody sent me a text, good buddy of mine who's a fireman. And he said, here's the deal. We have to keep living because we're always going to have some variant, aren't we? And we've had people on. We've talked about that. There's going to be a variant that we're going to deal with. Is it ever going to be completely flushed down the drain? I'm not confident of that. I don't think so. So it is about moving. It is about, you know, my philosophy is live life or life lives you. Think about that for a second. Live life. Or guess what? Life will live you because choices will be thrown at you that you'll have no choice. So you got to make the choices. And we're bracing for the unknowns. It's detected in Minnesota. It was in St. Cloud. That's where they found it. And, you know, beds have been full for 7 weeks with a bunch of unvaccinated patients, they say, in St. Cloud Hospital because there's people that have been overwhelmed, COVID-19 patients. In New York, the elective surgeries have stopped for the most part because they have too many, they're dealing with too many people that have to be hospitalized because of COVID. So think about that. Your shoulder is killing you. You finally were talked into shoulder surgery, and you know it's going to be the relief you need. Now you're finally on board, but you can't get it because it's an elective surgery. Ooh, no fun. I mean, there's so many rippling effects of what's gone on in hospitals. So U.S. cases of the Big O have been detected in, I mentioned this at the top, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Minnesota. And how does this happen, right? And what's happened is some of this is travel. But in most of the cases, the people were vaccinated, so it's mild. That's the good news. And they're just isolating. It's good that that it's mild, because when you look at it, it looks awful. It's a tough one to combat, you know, absolutely. So we've got rationing care that hasn't been talked about in some hospitals because they're filling up, you know, quickly. And vaccinated people end up infected in higher numbers even when transmission becomes out of control. And I said this, that I have a good friend who's been on this show many times, and I won't say his name. I'll have him on when he's ready to come on, because he's really sucking down oxygen. He was in the hospital for 17. I talked to him the other day. He's in the hospital for 17 days. He has two kids in high school. Got it from the high school kids. They got COVID, the Delta variant. And so did his wife, because it's the four of them. But he ended up in the hospital. And they didn't think he was going to make it, and he was vaccinated. Because guess what? How long does the vaccination last? That's the other part of the conversation. A lot of times that's not happening. Doing the math and realizing, okay, so if you are vaccinated, how long is that lasting? That's why I think approval of pills will be much more palatable for a lot of people who don't trust the injection or don't want the injection or think that it's not going to last because they're seeing vaccinated people being hospitalized or whatever the reason. I am 100% positive more people would be apt to take a pill, like it's like you're taking, you know, something for a headache, like you're taking an ibuprofen or something like that. So the bad news is we're seeing that now communities are seeing a surge, and it's wintertime, and so that's part of it. It's the dark winter surge. You know, that's what happened last time around, and there are just certain spots where it's really thicker with it than other parts of the country. And there still is the arguments about mandates, and there's lawsuits, and I kicked off the show with that. And, you know, Idaho's largest health system, St. Luke's, came pretty close to having to ration care because they had a big Delta surge. But there was a big effort to treat patients as fast as they could, to do what they could in emergency department waiting rooms and expand nurse-patient ratios and convert hospital spaces to fit additional beds, and they made it work to get through it, to just bury their heads in it and put it together and figure out how can they crush this, right? And how about New Orleans? I was just reading a story in one of the Washington papers that, and we know this for all of you listening in the great state of Louisiana, and we've given props out before to what some of the things that have been done in Louisiana, but New Orleans was an early test of how a highly vaccinated community can manage new waves of the surge, right? So officials think that breakthrough infections were a driver of the surge, but the hospitalization rates were lower in that city among city residents than people who lived in sparsely vaccinated, more rural parts of Louisiana. It's like a numbers game. So when you have this thick population that's 75, that's what they're saying in New Orleans, 75% vaccinated, if everyone's exposed to Delta, then there are a lot of people that are going to get a breakthrough infection, but you don't have the problems. You don't have the people dying at the rate that people were dying, or you don't have the problems with no hospital beds, can't do elective surgeries, any of that. I mean, we're weary, right? We're weary of it, but it's not going away. I mean, let me be the first to walk down that plank. Oh, it's so risky, and tell you, boy, when this whole thing started, if you could tell me that we could stamp this out like a fire that was lit that just got out of control, wouldn't that be a great thing? But you got to be realistic. So live life, or life will live you. That's what I live by. All right, veering in a different direction, because the holidays are close, there are people talking about what's it going to look like. Are we going to have a white Christmas in some areas or not? It's been such a wild weather year, hasn't it been? You think of some of the disasters and how much it's cost the U.S. I was looking at a price tag the other day, over $100 billion. Like when you think of the hurricanes and you think of fires and you think of some of the other things that we had to endure, it was a wicked year for that. Think of the power outages in Texas and the people who died in Texas because of that. You think of thousands without power in Southern California and the terrible winds that fueled the fires that just wouldn't go out and threatened 17 million plus people. You think of other things in between that happened, tornadoes that wiped out a couple of communities. It's been really wild. But what is interesting too is that it's December and it hasn't snowed in Denver. So when is it ever snowless in Colorado, right? But it has been. It's been 224 consecutive days since it snowed any kind of measurable amount anyway in Denver. And so that's a record now for the latest date for a first snowfall since they started recording it back in 1882. Just completely dry, right? And of course, they're dealing with a drought. They're dealing with a dwindling water supply. And what happens when you live in Colorado? And why do you live in Colorado? Because you want to ski. Because you want to be in the mountains. You want to ski. I don't care what kind of skiing, downhill, cross-country skiing, but that's what you live for, right? To take the fam up there, just go hang out with your buddies, whatever it is. But they haven't had those opportunities, unless it's man-made snow that's not measurable. But how about that? So we look here in the beginning of December, and Colorado isn't alone. Only 11.1% of the United States is covered in snow. I was looking at this map. So you got ski resorts hitting the pause button on opening day, like a wonderful place to ski, like Telluride. So Telluride had to wait till after Thanksgiving. Normally, they would have, through the whole holiday weekend, they'd be making some serious coin. It's not cheap for these lift tickets. But they've had to make artificial snow to cover the deficit of no snow to make it possible to ski. So the weather isn't cooperating, right? How much snow do you have to make? How much is that? How long are you running the snow guns? Because that's what they have, like at Steamboat. And the answer is they're running them, apparently, about 200 to 300 hours, which they would normally never have, right? And Colorado, $5 billion ski industry. $5 billion. So somebody's got to do some kind of a snow dance. There must be a snow dance. Must be. We're finishing out the hour coming up around the bend.
Do you feel like like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And whatever Star Wars is coming up with next in the franchise, but I have done it. I found the ultimate holiday gift. Are you ready for this? You got to hurry. You got to get your pen, or you got to have that steel trap mind where you can memorize what I'm about to tell you. So Walt Disney World, they've got a new Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser experience, and it's going to debut in March of 2022. It's all-inclusive. It's a two-night adventure for two guests sharing a cabin during non-peak dates. It's only $4,800. Now, for four people, it's $6,000. And from what I understand, our technical maestro for this version of the show, Alex Kay, is going to surprise Esmeralda with a Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser experience, which is perfect because then he can come back and tell us all about it and how he had to work five jobs to come up with almost $5,000 for a cabin. And that's during the non-peak dates. That's a mic drop moment. You know what? And there's people that'll do it. There's people, and I'm just teasing about Alex. He's smarter than that. What could he spend $5,000 on for Esmeralda, his girlfriend? A lot of different things. He could take her to, I don't know, Bermuda, to some other place for some other experience. But seriously, people will pay this. They're already lining up. It's under construction, right? It's under construction, but it's an offering that includes four meals and refreshments. And you are aboard the Galactic Star Cruiser, right? You are. It's complete ongoing interactive entertainment in an immersive theater environment. It's you get a magic band. You get this two nights, like I said, accommodations, and you get the four meals on top of that. And by the way, you can always go to the rest of the park. You can leave the Galactic Star Cruiser, and there's only 100 cabins, and that's it. You get 100 cabins, and they're filling up. I mean, there's diehard fans that will do it, that will embrace their inner Star Wars. They absolutely will. And I do have to say, and maybe there's a way that I can take the show there, because it would be kind of a fun thing. I looked at a video somebody sent me of it, and I'm sure you could find it up whatever search engine that you have, and you could see it. And it is pretty incredible. It's pretty realistic. I mean, I have to assume if what I'm seeing of what they showed me, you would feel like you were in Star Wars. It might be a little wild. I mean, you might actually have dinner with some of the creatures that we've seen in Star Wars episodes. You have a lightsaber. I mean, and you're sleeping in the cabin that is like the ship. It's the ship. That's what you're doing. I wonder if they have like bed checks. I wonder if they have pop in surprise visits. The stormtroopers. Like, look out! It's the stormtroopers. That is a ton of money to spend for that, though, right? And already, again, people are so crazy. I mean, Star Wars is huge. It spans generations, and it's a heavy price tag, but there are people that will pay it. It's a lot of money. Is it worth it? I mean, I guess it depends on who's going, who decides they want to go. And there will be people, like I said, they're already lining up. There's only 100 cabins. So you do get a standard room. You have a theme park view at the of the park and that kind of thing. And it would add up, though. Whew, it would add up. And I guess there's also a way that there's other sides of the starship where you can just go have breakfast. I think that just going and having breakfast sounds really nice, don't you? I think that sounds better than shelling out that, you know, serious coin for that experience, because I can honestly think that I can think of a lot of other things that you could spend some of that do-re-mi on. But you only live once, and if that is your thing, that's your thing, I suppose. All right, segging into something completely different. I saw a story about Christmas cookies. You know, people go crazy for Christmas cookies, and there are people that make Christmas cookies, and then they have these cookie exchanges, which is so foreign to me, but lots of people do it. There's probably people listening right now that are laughing because you're in the Midwest or the South, and you do this. You get together, and that way you have more cookies. You make your specialty, and then you switch some of yours for other cookies. Like, you know, the woman across the street has snickerdoodles, so you're exchanging your incredible chocolate chips for that. And somebody else makes the star cookies. You know what the star cookies are, where they have the jelly in the middle of it. Oh, I love the star cookies, right? And apparently, the whole cookie thing, which seems overwhelming to me because I'm, you know, I don't do the baking deal, is not that hard. You just need some baking soda, you need some vanilla, you need some sugar, you need some salt, you need some eggs, you need some butter, you need some flour, and mix it all up, mix up that cookie dough, cut it out, and then just put the stuff in it, the jelly, the chocolate morsels, or the cinnamon, if it's a sugar cookie, I suppose. So I had, you know, those thumb cookies or whatever it is. So the water cooler buzz for me is going to be, I might try that. I'm going to tune something out because I'm all about the content. You know, I'm watching what's going on, what's emanating out of the crazy cesspool of Washington, D.C., and the frustrations, and, of course, what's happening in the world of business and sports, etc. I'm going to, like, take a time out over the weekend, and I'm going to see if, because I saw this recipe, if it is that easy, if one cookie dough that just is those ingredients that I mentioned can be used to make all these different cookies that taste good. And then I'm going to mail it to all, I'm going to just make a big thing of it, and I'm going to mail it to the studios of GCN, the mothership, and they can be the victims, I mean the recipients, of the really great cookies that I made over the weekend, right? They can do whatever they want with them. I'll fill them up with raspberry or Nutella or Nutella or caramel or whatever it is, and we'll see if it stacks up against what they have in the Midwest. Because I have to assume in where the mothership is in Minnesota, I have to assume that there's some great bakers out there. I have to assume it. Just a couple of minutes, quick minutes left. Coming back to COVID, because a lot of you send me emails about that. What's the latest? What's happening? I need to know, even though I'm burying my head in the sand. And I don't want to know too much about it. I got something from Joe that said that. Well, of course, there's going to be stricter travel rules. There's going to be free at-home tests that's offered. So that part's good, because if you want to know, the testing is big, vaccinated or unvaccinated. That's something you have to know. For people coming into the United States, absolutely there's going to be some stricter protocols. If you're coming in by air, you have to test negative for the coronavirus within a day of departure, regardless of your vaccination status or nationality, instead of 3 days. That makes it a lot tougher to do that. Through March 18th, the requirement that masks have to be worn on planes, trains, and public transportation, that stands. By the way, I said the thing about the kits. So private health insurance companies will cover 100% of the cost of the at-home test for the coronavirus. Right? When that starts and all that, they haven't worked all of that out yet at this point. And oh, by the way, there is a launching of a public education campaign to encourage 100 million adults to get boosters with an emphasis on seniors. Wonder how much money they're spending on that. All right. On that note, thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show. And Alex K for rocking it out. As always, make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.